Hello, all you guys, girls, gays, theys, and everyone in between. Welcome to the Shelead Showcase. Hi, hello, how are you? I'm your host with the Moses, the shaman of Shelead, hardest working woman in podcasting, kind of, Miss Katie Kinsey Bebe. And joining me is not my co-host normally. It is not Savannah. If you're watching the video.
Not even a little bit.
If you watch the video, which you can do on twitch.tv/ShelleyChowcase, 9 times out of 10 on Thursdays, except tonight, it's Wednesday night, at midnight. Or if you're going to listen, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Or if you're going to watch after the fact, youtube.com/ShelleyChowcase. You'll see it's the warden, Mr. Matt Ritter. I don't want to, like... Do you want to do your nicknames for yourself, since you're so good at it?
You don't want to you don't want to call me the quintessential stud muffin of podcasting after I brought my shoulders out for your show?
Why? Because you make me bring my shoulders out for you?
I just figured it was fair. Plus, I've got a nice tan going on right now, so like they look good.
You look great.
Thank you. I'm also the patron saint of podcasting.
You're a lot of you're a lot of things. Host of the number one wrestling and horror podcast on Pornhub?
That is correct. I'm not the hardest part of the ring, but I'm the hardest podcaster on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Most times.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I think it's a toss-up between me and Vince every now and then.
That you two have a lot of marital issues that you need to sort out. You sort out 9 times out of 10 on stream. Sometimes I'm there to witness it. It's a time. I don't know, but you kicked me off the show for 2 weeks, so.
Well, because we have a lot of marital issues, and I wanted to some time to work things out with Vince prior to us hitting 300, all right?
300 next week. Woohoo! Actually, I don't know how many episodes of Shelead there's been. I don't number them.
How many threesomes have you been in, Katie?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, how many threesomes have you been in?
Zero.
Well, what you'll learn when you frequent threesomes as much as I have is that occasionally when you bring in another person, sometimes it detracts from your relationship with your significant other. And that's what I felt was starting to happen between Vince and I. So to rekindle that, we had to ask you to, you know, ride the bench for a little bit, you know? You'll be back for 300.
I would fucking hope so. You'll be back. If I wasn't on 300 after the shenanigans that went on for 200, we would have issues. We would fight.
200 was a blast. You guys should go watch it.
200 was a fucking time. I was getting ready to leave vacation, so it's like 2 o'clock in the morning for me, and I'm like getting ready to leave the beach, and I was like, oh no, I can hop on a podcast, sure, why not? What are you doing?
My wife said something really weird to me the other day about how my forearms and wrists look sexy, which I never thought was like a thing for women, but then as I was drinking that cup and I looked at him, I'm like, you know what, she's fucking right.
I agree with Jesus. Everyone should dress like a Spartan for 300.
I can make that happen. He's just trying to get Vince shirtless, though. That's all that is.
That's literally all it is. That's all it's ever going to be over there. But that's okay. And this isn't Smackin' Raw as much as we act like it is. This is Shelead Showcase. And since...
We're smacking the Shelead here.
Yeah. Has that been a title yet?
I think so. You'll have to check.
I'll have to check. I have no title in mind right now. No. Maybe. I don't know. I really will have to check. But...
Smacking it showcase, maybe.
Well, I know there's been, like, the Gitcho Raw showcase, because that was the first time I had you and Jess on. But I can't remember... Like, All Castles Collide was me and you. Which, like, shout out to Vince for creating the thumbnail for that. Thank you. But I can't remember the titles of anything else. I mean, you haven't been on that much.
There was, Rack Vanna that one time.
That's not canon.
That is 100% canon. People can go listen to Rack Vanna right now. It's a thing. It exists.
I don't even know what episode that was. had to have been at least a year ago. At least.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
What up, Clark Street?
Clark Street's here? Look at that. You do really bring the people in. That's crazy. Listen,
I'm a little jealous that Jesus showed up for your show but doesn't show up for mine anymore because he doesn't like me anymore.
This is the first time Jesus has showed up for my show in like a month. So he just hates us all equally, I guess. Well, you're here, so like it kind of counts.
He didn't know I was going to be here, unless Vince told him.
He?
Or, you know, the very obvious hint that...
Oh, why else would I go at midnight Eastern? Weird. Crazy. I wonder why. Well, here are your news and rumors for Smackin' It Raw, in case you're there, or if not, I will also be doing this as well. CM Phil did his interview, his ESPN interview. I talked about it last week because, of course, things happen on Fridays, and my show is 9 times out of 10 on Thursdays, so of course we didn't get to talk about it. But
I did, though.
You did, and I did listen. Basically, Phil apologized to TK for the blow-up that happened at All Out. I literally was going to say All In, but that's in 2 months. Tried to get in contact with the Elite, and lawyers said, uh-uh, not going to happen. And it's just like, I have been saying this. I'm over the entire situation. Both sides are stupid. I'm over it. Like, everyone has said their piece now. Grow the fuck up. All of you. You're grown-ass adults. Work together or don't work together. Like, all parties. Everybody. Phil, the Elite, everybody work it out. Or don't work together. Because, like, I don't care. I really don't care anymore. It was funny with the memes, because Ace Steel has rabies and, like, bit Kenny. That was fun. But, like, I truly... Because, like, I don't hate Phil. The Elite, besides Hangman, can fuck off. But, like, I just don't care anymore. Personally. Would you like to continue talking about Phil?
I'm Team Punk.
I know you are.
I completely understand him. I have been saying it from day one. Everything that he has been doing is in response to things. He talked about how Hangman originally went off script. Like, they talked about what was going to be said. Hangman went out there. He did his own thing. That sparked everything. Every incident in AEW that happened with Punk happened after something happened. It happened after that guy was yelling Colt Cabana, after Adam Page did that shit, and after all that other shit happened in the ring. It was the guy that used to do a shit with Colt Cabana who was in the scrum that set him off after he got injured in his match and all of that shit. He was silent the entire time. He was out with his injury. He didn't say anything. He came back. He did an interview. And he owned up to, you know, hey, I shouldn't have done that. It wasn't right. I apologize to Tony. It looked bad, blah, 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 blah. Like, he owned up to his mess.
He did.
And in the meantime, instead of taking accountability for their actions, you've got the Elite mocking aspects of the brawl out in matches and all sorts of dumb shit and passively aggressively making, you know, Twitter profile shit. But somehow... Mm-hmm. In the eyes of the vast IWC that exists on Twitter, CM Punk is the bad guy here. According to your co-host, somehow the man who is only responding when provoked is the bad guy here. And it blows my mind.
But, like, this is what I mean. Like, it has literally been a year, if not close to... I actually don't... time's not real. I don't even remember when the fuck All Out happened. It was sometime last year, I think. I couldn't tell you when. It has been a year now since the biggest of blow-ups happened. Yes, there was the few beforehand that led up to the big all-out brawl-out. Again, everyone has said their piece, and if the boys can't act like men, all parties across the board, then fucking figure it out and or don't work with each other. I know Phil does numbers. I know the Elite has done numbers before with their fan base. I'm not necessarily wrong.
I'm not here to gag on that cock.
We, stop. Yes, Jesus, that is how long it takes to bake a bun in the oven. which is, I don't know why you had to phrase it like that. It's just, it's, I really just don't care anymore. Like, it doesn't, I'm not invested in it. Again, I was there for the haha memes in the beginning. Because, yeah. Also, Ace Steel is literally just an animal and should not be involved in any way, shape, or form. Like, why do you bite somebody in a fight? That still makes no sense to me. I still don't understand.
When you're in a fight, you do whatever you gotta do to win. It is what it is.
Why bite, right here? How do you even get there without getting hit? I just have so many questions.
He did, and that's, you know, props to him.
Couldn't be me.
I get what you're saying, and I completely understand that, and I agree. Everyone should just go their separate ways. However, as, I don't know, maybe it's a Chicago thing, maybe it's a guy. I don't know what it is. However, if one side continues to passively, aggressively make shots, I'm not going to be mad at the other side for firing back. If I'm old and tired and working with fucking children who won't shut their mouth, I'm going to keep putting them in their place. That is my mentality, and that's why I support and stand with that guy over there, because I completely get where he's coming from and why he's doing what he's doing. If it was unprovoked, if it wasn't, you know, haha, funny bullshit, BTE skits, blah, 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 mm-hmm. and all his BTE buddies running their mouth on fucking Twitter about him, then yeah, no, he'd be in the wrong, and fuck him, he should leave it alone. But all he's doing is responding, so, and I would do the same.
And like I said, all parties have said their piece now, so everyone fucking drop it. Leave it the fuck alone.
Can I talk about a bit of news? I got a little song.
Yeah, go ahead.
To get us off this and get us on a lighter note.
Go ahead.
Who's your favorite female wrestler, Katie?
I mean, Rhea Ripley right now. Mm-hmm.
What did Rhea Ripley put on Instagram?
I wasn't going to talk about this because I don't...
You don't want to talk about Rhea Ripley posting a cum tribute on Instagram when you have the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub on here?
In my defense, you originally... I didn't know that was going to happen, and B, I didn't know you were going to be here when that happened. Yeah.
But it did happen, so how can we not talk about Rhea Ripley posting a cum tribute on IG and then Corey shouting it out on Smack?
Raw. Yeah, that did happen. I hate wrestling fans. Why are you even posting that and tagging her?
I assumed it was Dom.
But no, it was not Dom.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Because it was one of your burners, or
one of it was not my. I don't have burners. Excuse you. I am very upfront with my thirst. Which, okay, you know what? That leads me to another thing. The sky blue thing. Now, we all know Sky Blue is very attractive. She's a very attractive young lady. But the...
Very pretty girl.
Gorgeous. A hell of a wrestler. People also need to remember that. She's not just ass. She is a wrestler and is damn good. But the... There's one thing with, like, talking with your homies in group chats, thirsting over women. That's one thing. But the degree some people were taking that photo of Sky Blue was disgusting. And that's why wrestling fans get such a bad rep. Because of that shit. Because I saw some of those comments and I was like, I don't, like, she took it like very well and said, hey, you know what, Patreon, you want to see more, go for it. And good for her, because I would have been like, no, fuck you guys, I'm leaving, I'm quitting, I'm doing whatever. I'm also a sensitive little bitch. She's stronger than I am. So, like,
for somebody who puts out what you put out on very rare occasions, okay, so real quick, because I hate cutting you off, I know.
Oh, it's fine.
How much you hate that.
It's fine.
I agree. There is a way to thirst and be respectable. And if you want to learn how to do that, you should come listen to our show, because we do it all the time. We talk about Gigi Dolin and all of that cake. and also talk about what a fantastic wrestler she is. It's not just about her Instagram famous giant ass. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Sky Blue. We will put over her match and her in-ring work and the stuff she does, and also talk about all that fucking cake. Sky, that picture of Sky Blue may or may not be on the live stream thumbnail this week for our show.
I wouldn't be surprised.
In no way, shape, or form are wrestling fans entitled because a woman wears a certain thing or posts a picture on the internet to feel that they can say whatever dirty, fucked up shit they want.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is also no stopping that.
No.
And it is something that when you post stuff like that, you should be aware you may encounter, because some people do not have the social grace like us over on Pornhub.
Yeah, so. Some of us have stalkers. It's crazy. Oh, hey, look, Savannah's in the chat. She said, wait a minute.
Oh,
it's weird to be on this end. Yeah, I know. Well, Savannah, you decided
the right
to...
time.
You decided to go on another vacation, so I had to find somebody. I can't do another solo Katie. I'm tired.
And who better than Ritter?
I mean... yeah, exactly. Alright, well, now that that's all out of the way, I'm glad that's out of the way, because I know I'll probably have to talk about it soon. Anyways. And she's been having a great time. Yeah, well...
good.
Good. That'll be me in 2 months. other news, because this always takes the longest. Pittsburgh, your girl's hometown, gets a PLE for the first time in so goddamn long. Now it's payback. I'm gonna take it. It's fine. I get a pay-per-view. All I have to do is drive 20 minutes downtown, and I'm there. It's fantastic. I'm very excited. Tickets go on sale on Tuesday, and I'm gonna try my best to get a good seat. But, like, I was shocked. I woke up to that tweet, and I was like, no fucking way. Pittsburgh doesn't get shit anymore. From, like, anybody. Like, concerts, and, like, wrestling. Rare. We don't get a lot of big things anymore. Because Philly. Which, fuck Philly. So I'm excited that I get payback. Because Chicago gets, like, everything. So, you...
yeah, okay, hold on. Wait, we had this discussion, all right?
We did.
We're not in a state that has two major fucking cities that they can, you know, forsake Chicago for another one. It's not our fault that you live in a state with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. I can't help that. It's also not my fault that we are the greatest wrestling city in the world. And we proved it on Saturday. And we proved it tonight.
That's also proving my point. You're there. Something's there, like, fucking every month.
Because we're the best.
Because you're the best. Fuck off. And yes, I do have... I have a friend who works for them, but, like, I don't like bothering him to, like, get stuff. Because I don't want to, like... that's weird to me. But that's just me. So, but they're also just, like, announcing things way ahead of time, because that's in September. They also announced Fastlane for October 7th in Indianapolis. Which is, like, shocking to me that they're, like, announcing so far ahead. Because I don't think they've announced where Survivor Series is yet, or when the next Saudi show is, because I think there's another one this year. So I just don't know, like, what their plan of attack is for, like, releasing the schedule for pay-per-view. I don't know. But that's two new pay-per-views that are coming this year. And the places they'll be. So.
I'm happy for you. I am.
Thank you. I'm also excited for myself. Let's talk about Collision.
Let's talk about Collision.
Savannah said, am I going to have to start pumping iron to compete with Matt?
It's going to take you a lot to get up here.
Collision did happen. It's I was like, I watched it literally like 2 days late because I had shit to do and I'm a busy person. I did watch it. We have a new, because Wardlow can't hold a fucking title and Tony Khan hates me. Luchasaurus is the new TNT champion, which, like, congrats to Evil Barney.
I've wanted to see him hold the title for a while, so I was stoked about that.
So have I. Like, I love Luchasaurus. I hate the fact that he's with fucking Turtleneck Christian, of all people, which still bothers me. Why are you wearing a turtleneck? I don't know. But, like, this just helps prove the point that people have been saying, this is the fucking hot potato title. And that sucks. Because it wasn't for a while. And then they were just like, oh, hey, pass the title. Like, fuck off.
Are we gonna skip the opening of Collision and just get into the matches?
Well, this is just, like, that was, like, the big thing that happened, like, news-wise. Like, championship. I do, like, title changes in the news and rumors.
Okay.
You can talk about Phil.
I loved the entire show from start to finish, and I have not said that about a wrestling. Hold on, because I have my notes here. Do I have any spits for Collision?
Probably not.
Swallow, 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 swallow. All okay. Swallows. Collision gave me everything I wanted. I had House of Black. I had Miro. Mm-hmm. Punk, you know, did Punk things. Mm-hmm. He talked about counterfeit bucks. Mm-hmm. Said he's not gonna play nice anymore. He's not gonna come out. You can boo him. You can cheer him. You can call him whatever name you want to call him. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Tell him when he's telling a lie.
He said that so many fucking times. I was like, I get it. You don't have to repeat it every 5 minutes. That was just me.
And for all of you fans out there that, you know, maybe in the chat, that feel like CM Punk owes you an apology personally, you're softer than your favorite wrestlers, is what he happened to say, which Lance Archer then had some things to say about that, and blah, 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 blah. But I thought the opening promo was fucking great.
What's in the bag?
The whole show. It's the title.
It has to be, right? Like, it's the only thing that would make sense.
He said that, I thought in the promo, he said that in the bag is the title that he never lost. Ooh. And as far as he's concerned, he's still champion.
I'm being honest, wasn't fully listening, but
however, I hopped in the Kings of the Rings chat earlier and they were asking what's in the bag, wrong answers only, and I said a giant golden strap-on with a Kenny Omega signature on it.
I can't stand it.
It's kind of like a belt.
Similar to a belt.
Goes around your waist.
this is true. See, like, I assumed it was gonna be the title, but, like, I don't remember him ever, I'm not reading it, but I don't remember him specifically ever saying it was the title, so that's why, like, I didn't know. Also, I was 2 days late, like, getting to it. So it probably could have been said, and I just ignored it. Savannah, stop.
It's okay. You're in the chat. Let that freak flag fly on vacation.
That's hard to say.
You let that freak flag fly on vacation.
No, I can't. I could, but that's too much work.
You can say my name as fast as me. You can get freak flag fly on vacation out easy.
MATTRDDER.
Almost as fast as me.
I'm faster than Vince.
Do some more of that tongue rolling you do for Savannah.
That?
Yeah, you get there. Yep, you'll get there.
Well, that's because I took 10 years of Spanish. Like, I figured out how to do that. I don't know how this is a segue, but you can talk more about Collision once we get into your picks. Don't worry. You will have time. I promise. But there are other things that happened, like you got Rush, as you call him, Roosh, and his wife had a baby girl over the weekend, so he is now a girl dad. Congrats. On the kind of flip side of that, Bandito broke his wrist. I don't know when, but it was reported that he did break his wrist. I believe it would have been in his match with I don't remember who the fuck I was against. I remember watching the match because it was on a Rampage, and I was like, this was a good show. Maybe Takeshita? I'm going to go with he was in the ring against Takeshita. If I'm wrong, oh well. But, he did break it. Yes.
You said they're having a baby, but we don't know if it's a boy or a girl, right?
For Rush? Rush?
Mm-hmm.
He had a girl.
Oh, he had a girl. Had.
Yeah. They had a girl.
I was going to say if it was a boy, they should name it Tom Sawyer.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's tall, dark, and sexy Takeshita. My apologies.
Takeshita?
Yes, Takeshita. But, you know who came back on Monday Night Raw?
Who came back on Monday Night Raw?
Tommaso Ciampa!
He did, and
Daddy's no home.
One will survive!
Yes! I
wore my Tommaso Ciampa shirt the other day, too. I feel like I manifested that.
I mean, yeah. we can say that. You can take credit for it. That's fine. If Kenny can tweet things and they come true, and I yell at him consistently for it.
Fuck Kenny for that. Logan Paul Money in the Bank.
I didn't even write that down because fuck Logan Paul. We will talk Money in the Bank later, but, like, no, fuck Logan Paul. That's why I consistently get mad at Kenny. I'm like, you just because Raven has visions doesn't mean she's telling everyone her visions. Like, fuck off. I don't want to know bad things. Kenneth.
You're going to have to get him back on for round two of Inside the Mind of, so you get inside the mind of the fucking man who can tell the future.
If I have him back on, I'm just going to yell at him. The I'm entire okay time. I know too. You're okay with it.
Yell at me all the time. I'd like to hear you yell at somebody else for once.
I yell at a lot of people, actually. I yelled at Reek 2 weeks ago when he was on. So, I yell at people. It's fine. It's not just you. And then, the last thing I have, because I know you don't care about Forbidden Door, so we don't even have to talk about Forbidden Door. The Owen Cup brackets tournament thing was announced. So, they are as follows. Savannah, I've come close to yelling at you a few times. So at Forbidden Door, it's going to be Punk, CM Phil, against Kojima. Don't ask me. Shush. On Collision, the 29th, so next Saturday, Roddy Strong versus Samoa Joe, which is going to be fantastic. On that same show, Dustin Rhodes versus Powerhouse Hobbs. I don't know. And then, oh, okay. So all three of these are happening on Collision. Good. Rockhard, Juice Robinson, taking on Absolute Ricky Starks. So, like,
I'm all for hard cock Juice Robinson.
Yeah, there it is. You mean Animal from the Muppets?
You can call him that too.
You can't look at him and tell me that I'm wrong. Because I'm not wrong. Okay, wow, I really thought you were going to say something. Anyways, the women's
tournament. Just told me I can't tell you I'm wrong because you're not wrong. So what am I going to say? Katie, you're wrong. No,
that's when you agree.
I can't say it. It's your show.
Yeah, it is my show. Damn it. Juicy Juice, Juice Boy, Juicy Couture. Juicy Couture. That's a good one. Then we have the women's side of the bracket. Next Wednesday on Dynamite, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, taking on Ruby Soho. On Rampage this week, Anna Jax versus Sky Blue.
All the cake.
Yes. On Saturday for Collision, Nyla Rose versus Willow Nightingale, which is going to be a fantastic fucking match.
Also, and all the cake.
Also, all the cake, yes, exactly. And then at Forbidden Door on the 0 Hour, I didn't even see this when I zoomed in, Athena, ROH Women's Champion, taking on Billy Starks, who, up and coming, like, she's, like, indie talent, like, just graduated high school. She was on, either an episode of Rampage or Dynamite. I can't necessarily remember off the top of my head. But she had a match against Jade. Lost, of course, because Jade went undefeated. But Billie Starks is awesome. I hope this will lead to her getting signed with either company. Because, good for her, she deserves it, hopefully. But yeah, those are the things. Yeah, it probably was Rampage.
And Athena gets off Ring of Honor, so like, yay.
Yeah, off Ring of Honor to the pre-show of Forbidden Door.
Hey, it's not a pay-per-view.
Kind of.
That people actually watch.
You won't.
Well, that's only because I only kind of give a shit about 50% of the talent on that show.
Exactly.
I don't know who the rest of them are. Which, I mean, again, I said it tonight. I know that a lot of this is cool for a lot of you out there, including Katie's co-host, who's in the chat right now, saying she's only going to watch the CM Punk match for Sad Yoshi.
I forgot that's what his name was for you. Yeah.
Is that the same guy? So I was going to say,
I think
this is Sad Yoshi Cool Zima.
I'm in the chat of my own show. Fuck. Congrats, huh? It's great. That never happens to me because the show doesn't happen without me. So I'm always just here.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, you have. I want to say that's Sad Yoshi. But I don't know. We still need to go through and make a list of all of your names for people because people have asked and I keep forgetting to do that for you.
Katsuchi showed up tonight.
Yes, he did. And he will...
Murder Grandpa showed up.
Murder Grandpa did show up.
Itchy got stomped.
Yeah. You don't have one for Zack Sabre Jr., right?
Who's Zack Sabre Jr.?
Are you being serious? Yes, you're being serious.
Yeah, who the fuck's that?
He was... He teamed with Danny Garcia against Cassidy and... Oh my god. Who the fuck was it? Oh my god, I literally just finished Dynamite not long ago. I don't know. I don't think... You don't have a name for him... Ocean Spray was there. Ciabatta bread. Yeah.
Ciabatta bread, yep.
Yes. Ocean Spray was on the show for a hot sec. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that showed up.
Yeah, they were off from Bro security when he's got, you know, the greatest wrestler in New Japan, the great Okada, to decide. I don't know what he needs military grade security for, but
because Don Callis is a greasy fuck.
We talked about Itchy. Itchy's going to be there.
Itchy's a part of Team Elite in this 5-on-5. Because Eddie Kingston said, I just can't fucking stand Claudio. The fact that this man's hatred for Claudio Castagnoli is so strong, he's teaming with people he also doesn't like, is actually hysterical. He even came out and said it. He's like, I don't respect the Elite. I don't respect any of them. But I can't fucking stand Claudio Castagnoli. That's true hatred.
Who's the dude that challenged MJF?
Tamagotchi?
Yes, that one.
Yes.
And see, that's what it was. It was Harry Yoshi, Tamagotchi. And then we have Sad Yoshi Kojima, or Kulzima.
Yes. We got there. We figured it out.
There's a Harry Yoshi and a Sad Yoshi. Lots of Yoshis.
Yoshi's one of the best characters in Mario, so it only makes sense. That one. He has a name in all caps. I guess she's screaming at her iPad right now. I can just envision it.
And it's Tamagotchi. We got there.
We did get there. I just didn't know where you were going with that. Okay. The fact that it's been like a half an hour of news and rumors just proves I need to stop doing this for this part of the show. It's Jesus Christ. I can't scream. I got other people in the room. That sucks. such day in women's wrestling history, because today's it's not even the 21st anymore, but I'm counting it as the 21st because it is the 21st for you. There were 4 NXT TV tapings in Core 4. 2018. On the first taping, Candice LeRae defeated Lacey Evans. Second taping, Dakota Kai defeated Santana Garrett. Third taping, Kairi Sane defeated Vanessa Bourne. And the fourth tapings, Lacey Evans defeated Dakota Kai, and Kairi Sane defeated Candice LeRae and Nikki Cross. So, like, what a time. 2018, NXT. That was still Black and Gold.
Yeah. It was a bomb-ass time.
What a good time. NXT hasn't been terrible. I know there's a lot of things you don't like, but it hasn't been terrible.
It's just, it's crazy how, because I was talking about this with Travis on the latest episode of Return to Wrestling. When you really look at, like, the eras of wrestling, and everyone's like, oh, you know, you think, like, the Attitude Era was really only a few years. You know, the huge run in WCW before they went downhill was only, like, 3 years. It was, like, I mean, the NWO came in 96, and it had that huge run and went down end of 98, early 99, so, like, 3 years. Black and Gold, same thing. Like, the Black and Gold era of NXT was only a few years, and it kind of coincides with the way wrestling is, where, like, TNA was big for, like, 6 months there for a little bit, you know, where people were like, oh, TNA's awesome, and then they just kind of hung on to life support after that 6 months.
Yep, and it's all Jeff Jarrett's fault.
And I blame Hulk Hogan.
I'm going to blame them both. Why not both?
Jeff Jarrett is the new Hulk Hogan. He just won't go away.
I mean, the fact that I had to see him wrestle a match in a concession stand.
He lost, though.
He did lose, thankfully. I don't know if this is necessarily true, but I saw someone tweet last week, or when they, like, announced this, that if Jeff lost, he would, like, be off AEW TV for a while or something. It's like, I don't know if that's true.
That sounds too good to be true.
I know. That's what I was like, I hope it's true. Because fuck Jeff Jarrett. Stupid ass. Old white men with platinum hair. Cody in 5 years. That's disrespectful. That's messed up. Anyways. Okay, we're on the wrestlers of the week. Matt, you get to go first. Do you want to start with your mans, your woman mans, or your tag team?
Tag team.
Go for it.
I'm going to steal a page out of your book.
Okay.
My tag team of the week is Disco Ninja Sex Party, Caked Up Carter, and Give Me a Chance. They've been killing it on their main roster debut.
Mm-hmm.
Just showing out week after week. This week they had their match against Sonya and Chelsea. I mean, not the greatest opponents, but really just every week they put on a fucking show. And I also feel like, outside of wrestling ability, since we said we do both, you know, in our, you know, fandom, Kayden does not get enough credit for what she's got going on.
Kayden's beautiful, and she doesn't get credit for it, and it sucks. No, I mean, of course, that's like, I have two tag teams, but of course that's one of my tag teams, because
I fucked that up. It was supposed to be Caked Up Carter and Can I Get a Chance, not
Can I Get a Chance. I mean,
yeah,
same.
Katana, Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get a chance?
Please fuck up. It's okay. yeah, I mean, of course, that's one of my tag teams because there was a gimmick that was established 2 years ago when this show started that I have stuck to because I can stick to a gimmick. And anytime they were on TV and I said it, anytime they had a match and they won, I would make them my tag team. But I also just really fucking love them as a tag team. One of the only women's tag teams that, like, have been consistent for, like, 4 years. So, obviously, I love them. And then I'm also going Anafe and Blade. They won the triple threat tag match. I mean, out of the three teams, Breeze and Jensen have got their shot. I don't even give a fuck about the other two. So, like, Anafe and Blade getting their shot at the titles, I'm okay with. Stax has Joe Coffey in a trunk, so...
Fuck yeah, he does.
They have a chance.
So here's my thing. I like an offhand blade. I just don't like what they've been doing with them recently. This whole weird, like, we have to fight each other so we get to know each other better because.
Briggs and Jensen did it first.
Well, Briggs and Jensen, and then Tank fucked his mom, and Hank is a piece of shit.
So, that's definitely what happened. That's correct.
Yeah, something like that. it wasn't working for me, and then I got into this match, and it was those guys, and, like, I like Fallon.
Yeah.
Ever since we ended the Briggs and Jensen saga with Kiana, they have not really entertained me, and I haven't given a fuck about them. So it was like, you gave me nothing in this tag team to really give a shit about. But of all the teams, I agree, Anafe and Blade are the ones I'm happy to see get a push. Since we can do two, does the Trios count as a tag team?
They can. It's a team. Yeah.
Okay. FT Punk.
Yeah.
Main eventing and winning on Collision.
Shout out to Samojo for trapping the absolute shit out of Phil and talking shit whilst doing so, because Samoa Joe will actually murder somebody.
He will. My boy took that ass whooping like a champ.
As he should. I mean, he deserved to get his ass beat. Especially by Samoa Joe. There's rivalry there. That's like, I don't remember how long they said. 10 years? Probably longer than that. That was long-term storytelling, or whatever the fuck people say. Also, CM Punk with blonde hair? Jesus. Weird. I don't like it. Okay. Where do you want to go next?
Can my manses also be someone that was in my tag team?
Yes. I wonder who it is.
Well, it's not someone that was in my tag team. The Return of the Redeemer, Miro.
Pop off. Okay.
I want to show Miro some love. I'm also going to show some love for CM Punk because I don't have to just pick one. Running Collision. Fantastic fucking show. Better than Dynamite. Hands down. Everything I wanted to see was there. I'm giving Punk all the credit for booking that show.
He's not the booker.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't know that. You don't know that for a fact. Could have been part of him coming back because he's like, you let me run Collision and I'm going to put on a banger of a show. And he did. The Redeemer making his return, beating the shit out of somebody nobody cares about.
Okay. Tony Nese, yeah.
And somebody nobody cares about. Well, Reek maybe. Still, I don't know.
Does he? Does Reek
he
even
did at one
know
point, I thought,
Tony Nese still works for AEW?
Probably not. I didn't until Saturday.
I thought you were saying until today. That show happened last week. Okay. Miro getting some love. Respect. I have two picks because why not? Two picks. One from Collision. Stop that. Andrade, El Idolo. I love when him and Buddy fight because they're both so fucking good. And the fact that they had, I don't remember how long the match actually was, we'll say 20 minutes. 20 minutes to just go out there and beat the absolute shit out of each other and make it look fantastic. 10 out of 10. They both used their significant other's finishers, submissions, I guess, because Rhea's, well, no, I mean, she's used it to win. So, I guess that's considered, I don't know. But they both used significant other's submissions. And, like, I love that shit. Somebody tweeted that Jimmy has to do the rear view, and Naomi retweeted it and just put, like, a bunch of laughing stuff. I was like, well, now I want to see that happen, because that would be fucking hysterical. Make that a rule. All wrestling couples have to do their significant other's finish.
So Seth's got to do the manhandle slam.
Yes. Becky's got to curb stomp some bitches.
That means we got to see Rhea hit a Murphy's Law.
Which would be dope.
That actually really would be dope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it has to.
I don't think Charlotte could do Andrade's finish.
She tried, and it was bad. It was bad. I'm dead ass. It was awful. She tried it once, and people were like, boo. Like,
Buddy only lost because he has to live with the fact that Dom Dom is stealing his mommy.
That's...
And dudes are jerking off to her pictures and posting them on Instagram. It's a rough life for Buddy. Down under.
Buddy deserves better than that bullshit. Which I hate. That's stupid. But yeah.
I mean, shout out to Buddy, though, because, like...
He tastes like shit.
He bagged Alexa and Rhea.
I always forget that Buddy and Alexa dated. Like, back in NXT when they were teaming together. Wild. And then Rhea showed up. It's a bad bitch. I love her. So, yeah. Andrade won. I give him credit. That was his first match back since he got hurt last year. And, like, people forget that, like, he legitimately got hurt, which is also why he was off TV. Like, my God. Hey. Alexa's happy now.
And there were some issues with, like, him being from Australia and visas and things like that, that, you know, it was all on Total Divas.
Yeah. It was all on Total Divas, which, fantastic show. And the fact that they're both from Australia, like, helps, of course.
It does.
It does. And I gotta give some credit where credit's due. Seth freaking Rollins got his ass cooked by Finn Balor for 2 days in a row and still came out and put on a hell of a match with Braun Breaker. Exposed the fact that Vic Joseph and Booker T have candy on the table. Two big ass baskets of candy. Sprawled out all over NXT. Which, like, I need to have candy. I need to pull a Will and just have, like, candy nearby as a snack. But, I mean, Seth is in his era right now. He's continuously killing it. And the fact that he pulled out the Finn Balor that he needed to from 7 years ago. I mean, look at that. Finn had to show up on a different show and beat his ass after he just had a match.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What's happening? Is that it?
No, I've been loving everything Finn and Seth. It's been good shit.
I can't tell what that was. No, it has been. It actually, like, kind of makes me excited for their match at Money in the Bank. I think it's a goat.
I think it's a star.
Oh. We're seeing different things.
Pretty sure it's a star.
How do we zoom in on this? Oh my god. I don't know. It looks like a donkey or a goat or something on my end. I don't know. Okay, well, who's your woman's pick, if you have one?
Oh, I do. Chicago Zone, Sky Blue. She won her match.
She did. In front
of her mom, in her hometown, on the best show of the week, Collision, CM Punk show. And also set the internet on fire and, as we talked about at the very beginning of the show, took all that shit in stride and was just like, yeah, you're right, I got a great ass, and if you want to come check it out, hit my Patreon. With all of the disgusting things that were said, she took all of that and just said, hey, fuck you, pay me. And I love that fuck you, pay me energy.
And the fact that Kyle Fletcher from Aussie, Oi 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 Open posted pictures of him in Sky Blue because I didn't even know this was a thing. Apparently Dante Martin and Sky Blue were a thing.
Yeah.
I forgot. And then
they're not anymore?
No, because Sky Blue posted pictures of him and Sky Blue, no, Kyle Fletcher posted pictures of him and Sky Blue together, like, in a pool, like, kissing, and him grabbing the cake. So
maybe they are a thing, and maybe Kyle Fletcher just caused some issues. Maybe Dante just found out that his girlfriend's been cheating on him with an Aussie.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I feel like something like this has happened. So, like, I wouldn't necessarily be surprised. Oh, also, that was a piñata, Savannah said, was the emoji that she put up, because I said candy.
That makes sense.
Oh, and Jesus said, so the reason why Vic had these candies was because 3 years ago, during a takeover, his blood sugar went low, and he almost passed out live on air. So ever since then, he's always had candy to keep his sugar normal. Well, that's an actual valid reason as to why you have candy. I know he, like, tweeted something about it, but he didn't go into, like, details. But that makes sense. Okay.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's disrespectful. That's so fucked up, LMAO. Exactly. That's disrespectful to Dante. He ain't do nothing wrong. He dropped the ball. He fumbled the bag. It happens.
And Kyle Fletcher opened that Aussie.
Yeah, that's something he did. I'm going with Trish as my pick. Hashtag thank you, Trish. You manifested it. Trish in the bank. She did qualify for Money in the Bank. Becky Coster, or cost Raquel the match, which, like, we didn't want Raquel in the match anyways.
Thank God.
Thank fucking God. On Friday, Shotzi has a chance to get into Money in the Bank, taking Bayley's spot. Which is why she wasn't
Woman of the Week yet, because it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened.
But if she had, she would have also been on the list with Sky Blue and all of that.
Yes.
Awesome collision wrestling.
Yes. ACW.
Awesome collision wrestling. ACW.
Yeah, it's dub. It's not. I hate when people are like W. It's. It was ECW, not ECW.
I mean, it was ECW, but the chant was ECW.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. That's what I said. I said booty traps. Goonies?
I'm sorry, what? Wait, what?
It's from the Goonies! No? Okay. I thought... You call me young.
We were talking about Sky Blue and you said booty traps. And I got completely lost.
Because that's what Data says. Because they keep saying booby traps and he doesn't know how to say it right.
Yeah, no, I understand. I've seen Goonies, I get where you're going. I wasn't sure if we were talking about Sky Blue still there. I didn't know if we were talking about what you post on Twitter for Pride Month. Like, I didn't know what was going on. So
fuck off. Fuck off.
Go check out her. go check out her Twitter.
No.
Roll through the images. Hit like. Subscribe.
Subscribe. I don't. That's not a feature on YouTube. It is.
Not. I don't feel comfortable telling people to follow you because I feel like I'm encouraging them to stalk you at that point. So go subscribe to her Twitter. That's a nicer way to put it.
That's a very nice way to put it, yes. Thank you. I do have the voice of an angel. Apparently.
And so many other things that were said.
I had things that needed to be explained to me because I didn't know. But, like, I knew they were bad, and I didn't... there was a lot that happened.
Bad, they were serious.
It was...
It was bad.
Listen, as the quote, this is a quote from a person who I don't actually know, the white beauty, end quote, great novel. That whole situation was very...
entertaining?
Something. It was entertaining for you because it was your show and you, TC, and Reek had a lot of ha-ha-has on it, and... The next night, or two nights later, when you were on Young Kings, you also had some ha-ha-ha laughs, acting like acting like I wasn't gonna listen to the whole fucking show.
I knew you would.
You're like, oh, Katie's gonna be so mad when she listens to this part.
Oh, you should make Kinsey Crew shirts.
I could. The merch I make doesn't sell.
You want to sell Kinsey Crew shirts? Here's how you do it.
Okay.
You're going to have to find somebody. I don't know who. I have a few suggestions of people who might be into this. What you do is, Rhea's Instagram thing, Kinsey Crew. But not Rhea's Instagram, that big, like, one of...
No.
You got to find a guy to do it. I'm sure there are a few that'll volunteer that are already part of the Kinsey Crew.
Is that the thing now? Kinsey Crew?
Savannah made it a thing. Kinsey Crew.
But you're going to take it and just fucking run with it. I already know.
I will give Savannah the credit she deserves. Which is very big of me.
Which is very big of you. But I know you're just going to take it and just fucking run. And now I'm scared. Great. Have I ever mentioned how much
Bagley?
Hate it here? Hi, Bagley. Wow, people just show up. It's crazy. 1 o'clock. It's midnight for you guys. on a Wednesday. Don't people work tomorrow?
I do.
But like, I don't know. All right, let's talk.
Want to join the Kinsey crew, Bakley?
Stop. Enough of you. Damn, that's a big deal. I should throw a party. Oh yeah, Bakley's in the future with me.
I gave her credit.
Yeah. Yeah, you did give her credit. Let's talk Money in the Bank, because again, you don't care about Forbidden Door. You care about 50% of the people in Forbidden Door.
That is correct.
So, I was like, well, we kind of talked Forbidden Door last week. We'll talk Money in the Bank this week. I'm ignoring it. Okay, there are now 7 men in the men's Money in the Bank match. I'm not happy with who the 7th man is. For those who don't know, it's Logan Paul, because, you know, he's been out for 6 months and said, oh, hey, guess what? I'm going to sit on top of a ladder in Cleveland and say I'm in the match, because that's apparently how things work now. And, you know, there's Ricochet, Shinsuke, Santos, LA Knight.
Yeah.
Who am I missing? Ricochet, Shinsuke.
Butch.
Oh, yeah, because he just came out and straight up punched Logan Paul in the face, and it was beautiful. But I'm still missing somebody.
Ricochet,
Damian Priest.
Shinsuke, Butch, Damian Priest, Santos Escobar. Yeah. Let me talk to you. And Logan.
Yeah.
Logan.
I forgot Priest because he wasn't in that segment because he had a match later in the night, so that's why I kept forgetting. But, okay, so we have the 7 men. Is there going to be a 7th woman added? Because we thought Trish, before this became a thing, we thought Trish was just going to, like, insert herself into the match at, like, the very end and just become the 7th woman.
Bad feeling if there is a 7th woman, it's going to be the one that Trish beat to get in because she didn't get a fair shake.
Possibly. So, Or.
Even better, Bayley just loses to Shotzi on Friday. Shotzi gets her spot, and she says, fuck that, and shows up and gets in the match anyway.
That is also a possibility. Because as of it stands right now, today, it's Trish, Becky, Zelina, Io, Bayley, Zoe. Now, if Bayley loses, it will be Shotzi in her place. I still think, like, they need to add another woman to this. I don't want it to be Raquel, but, like, I feel like if you're going to do 7 men, just do 7 women, too. Like, you have enough women on the roster.
I'm going to make you talk about this by yourself for, like, 2 minutes.
That's fun. That's okay. So, I think if it's not going to be Raquel, which it very well could be, could be Meechan, Mia Yim, because she also lost her qualifying match. I think it should be Candice LeRae, who would do fantastic in the Money in the Bank match. Savannah said, how about if Bayley loses, her and Raquel have a second chance match and Bayley wins that? That is also a good possibility. yeah. So, that's one thing that could happen. I just feel like there needs to be a 7th woman in the match at this point. Like, again, it's only fair. Keep it even amongst both. Logan Paul shouldn't even be the fucking match. And if he wasn't added to the match, I wouldn't be having this conversation, as of right now, with myself in the chat, but with Matt. Like, there shouldn't... The fact that Logan Paul even inserted himself into this match pisses me off. He's like, everyone else had to qualify. Why didn't he?
Let me talk to you. You want a 7th woman for this match? I know the perfect woman.
Go ahead.
Abaddon.
She's not. Bring her in. That's the wrong company.
Bring her in. Bring her in. We don't even know if she has a job there anymore.
Bring her in.
Let her climb up from, you know, like, smoke comes out from under the ring. She climbs up out of the center of the ring, goes up, grabs Money in the Bank, cashes in on Rhea.
No. Excuse me?
Well, Charlotte's got her own thing going on. Like,
Charlotte's also
I think
champion.
Abaddon versus Rhea would be fantastic.
She's not with the company.
Not champion yet.
That's... Never mind. Okay.
Nikki Cross?
Nikki Cross? I said Candace.
Yeah, I heard.
I think Candace would be great. Abaddon and Shotzi form a dominant tag team, raiding both companies, says Bakely.
There you go.
It's not how this works. Lita? I don't think it'd be Lita. I'd be okay with it being
Victoria.
Lita.
Victoria.
Yes.
A new contender has entered the ring.
Victoria. Yes. Everything Victoria. Ah, oh, that would just... I would just be so happy.
It'd be Aaliyah just to piss us off.
I fucking hope not. It needs to be... If it's going to be a seventh woman, it has to be somebody who's, like, on Becky's side. Because literally everybody in that match hates Becky. Except Zelina. Like, Zelina and her are like, eh. But, like, everybody else has beef with Becky.
The only other women besides Team Firecrotch that got drafted to Raw and Zoe was
Kanan and Katana.
Well, no, singles. NXT champion got hurt.
Indy's hurt.
Name is escaping me. Indy Hartwell, and she's hurt, so that's not
disrespectful.
Yeah. She was more entertaining. I might remember what the fuck her name was.
Wow. That's what I'm saying, Candace though. Like Candace's little baby face. Her and Becky could beat the shit out of people's Milaners.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it. All right.
It'd probably be Lacey Evans if you really want to piss people
Stop.
Off.
Stop. If it's this Sergeant Slaughter wannabe bitch, I will... No.
Or Charlotte could just put herself in this match, too. She has the power.
Don't put that evil out here, Ricky Bobby. What the fuck?
I'm not kidding. You don't have to worry about things
I was going to say, if this happens, I'm blaming you. I blame Kenny when it happens. I will blame you, too. This fucking bitch. I swear to God. She better not. Anyway.
Jake Paul. In a wig.
Jake Paul in a wig, yes. Charlotte winning Money in the Bank and cashing in successfully on Rhea. No! Bianca could just to get her rematch. That's... Like, I feel like that's just like... You could. Savannah said character.
Here's what I hate. Yeah. Here's what I hate about the men's Money in the Bank. Before they added Logan, It was a very even field. You could look around and be like, all right, any of these guys could possibly win this and do something with it. You know, you want to see guys like LA Knight.
Yeah.
Do his thing. Or even a Damian Priest who just had a shot at Seth.
Uh-huh.
Ricochet's not winning. Santos isn't winning. I love me some Butch, not winning. Also, never got Pete Dunne back like I was promised. So, yeah, but you look at that and you're like, okay, we can do something here. And then you put in the social media fucktard, and now it almost seems like a clear path to who's going to win, and it's kind of fucking sad.
So, that was going to be like my next thing. Exclude Logan Paul, because fuck it. Who do you want and think... Logan Paul's not a choice. Who do you want and think will be Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank?
Just because I think he'd be the most entertaining with it, LA Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Since the other guy's not an option, who's probably going to win. As far as Mrs. Money in the Bank, who do I want to be Mrs. Money in the Bank? There's only one option, and she's going to win on Friday, and she's going to get in the fucking match, and she's going to put that fucking briefcase on her tank and launch dildos at people's heads when she comes out to challenge whoever is champion at that point. It's going to be great.
Okay, well, in the hypothetical situation that Shotzi does not beat Bayley, who will you pick?
Trish.
Imagine Trish with the briefcase. Holy shit. What a world we would live in. Because people were like, oh, why is Trish still around?
Wait, whoa,
she's a legend.
Why am I canceled?
I don't know. Oh, because you said Shotzi would beat Bailey, I guess?
Oh, yeah, well, she will. Very ironic that Logan Paul's in a match called Money in the Bank when he scams his followers in the crypto scene.
She's not wrong in any capacity. She's 100% correct.
Why is she so much funnier in the chat than she is on the show?
Wow.
She has been entertaining as shit tonight.
It's because I...
Props to you, Savannah.
It's because I'm not there to restrain her.
Don't dumb down the funny.
Okay. Whatever. Fine. Do you think whoever wins either case will cash in at Money in the Bank?
Yeah, because that's what they do with the women. So, yes.
Well, okay. They keep pushing the fact that the women's Money in the Bank has been 100% successful. Do you think the women will fail this year?
If it's Trish, no. If it's anyone else, probably. Like, if it's Shotzi, I love Shotzi. I don't see them putting the title on her, at least not anytime soon. So.
Also, if Bailey wins, it's that would be her second time winning the case, and I don't think she needs that. I mean, she needs something. I mean, she's getting her ass beat, but like that'll be like her and Io going at it.
She's a four horsewoman who's done so much. She doesn't need anything.
Exactly. I'm saying
she will always be fine.
That's what I'm saying.
If Trish wins, mm-hmm. and Trish cashes in, and I again, it's going to be on the person that you don't want her to cash in on. But she is the one that does not have a feud right now. She is the one that's doing nothing serious right now. Who's walking around with that title?
Mm-hmm. Which Trish people are Raw. Also bitching about. Which, like, fuck off. Who the fuck? Charlotte can have no feud for 18 years, and no one bitches and complains about it. Rhea can have the title for 2 months and all hell breaks loose. Fuck off.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100% on that. It's bullshit. However, logically, if someone were to cash in, we already see the path of the Asuka, Bianca, Charlotte
bullshit
three-way. So it would not make sense to throw another person with Money in the Bank into that mix, which means... whoever wins Money in the Bank is probably coming for Rhea. I would like to hope that for once they hold on to that Money in the Bank and lord it over Rhea for 6 months.
So
three.
Carmella has the longest time with the case for the women, which I don't remember the exact day, but she had it for a few months before she cashed in on Charlotte, which again, kind of just leads me to the next thing. Besides the heist of the century, because that's, like, the most iconic cash-in for Money in the Bank, what are some of your favorite cash-ins?
I was there. I was there, and I saw it happen. Alexa Bliss.
You Money were there, the that's right.
I was there. I've got the chair. It's in between those things there. You yes. kind of see it.
Yes. Yeah.
Sitting like three rows back behind the announcers. If you watch, every time you can see me walking back and forth and all my sexiness as the quintessential stud muffin of podcasting. That was a really good one. That was a good show. Alexa Bliss cashed in that night. She had that whole feud going on with Nia.
Mm-hmm.
Good shit.
Good shit. Savannah says Edge, which a lot of people forget that Edge was like the first one. Which, like, he really just said, hey, Cena, I know you went through, like, an actual elimination chamber, but, like, hey, I'm here to cash in. So, which is just ultimate opportunist. That was Edge. That's what I was going to say.
Also, my favorite cash-ins are the unsuccessful ones. Like, okay. Austin Theory, because we didn't have to see him as champion.
Oh, thank fucking God.
Baron Corbin.
Bomb-ass Baron Corbin.
Juan Cena.
Juan Cena. Which, like, I still can't believe he won and failed. Because he was, like, wasn't he, like, the first one to fail?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, John Cena. Crazy.
And also, you know, the lead booker on Collision, Cash Money Phil. Multiple time Money in the Bank winner.
Twice.
Yeah, which would make it multiple.
I was just saying, it was two times. Nobody's wondering where the boy is.
Two time.
Ziggles, when he cashed in on Del Rio, one of the biggest pops ever.
Big E.
Big E's is always going to be fucking awesome. Because that was so well deserved for so long. I mean, like, women-wise, like, Mella's, like, my favorite one. Because that was the debut of the Iconics, too. They beat the shit out of Charlotte, and Mella said, "All right, fuckers, I'm in." And the ref took so long to fucking cash that case in.
Are you telling me that it had to do with the Iconics and Mella winning and not who Mella beat?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The most emotional Money in the Bank cash-in of all time. Asuka.
Oh.
Post COVID in the bank.
Which, that was a time.
Pregnant Lynch.
Pregnant Lynch.
Preggy Becky.
Okay. Look at you go.
Preggy Lynch. Preggy Lynch. There we go. Found it. Preggy Lynch.
It took you a second.
Comes out. Yeah, no. Sometimes, you know, you gotta throw a few things out there and see which one sticks on her face.
Hey. Stop it. Not your show. Take it easy.
Anyway. I'm still gonna be me.
I know you are.
That's why people come to watch. Pregster Bexter. I still like Preggy Lynch better.
Preggy Lynch. That
yeah,
one
no,
was
that
fantastic.
Whole emotional, yeah, that is really kind of up there. Like, even though it was for the title and she didn't have to have a match and blah, 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 that whole thing was just...
Yeah, ridiculous. And the fact that, like, Asuka didn't know, it's like her reaction was genuine. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. That was so nice. And, like, that's such a... Like, because Becky said, hey, like, listen, I'm champion, but, like, I'd rather be a mom right now because... No. So that, deciding to do that, to, like, for the case, for the title, was very well done. Like, I'm happy it didn't have to be a match. Like, they don't always have to be a matches, like, in that aspect. Or, like, when people decide to put their case on the line, i.e. Otis, for some fucking reason. And then Miz won it for his second time. Kind of. I don't know if I necessarily count that as winning Money in the Bank, though.
Did he cash in Money in the Bank and become champion?
Yeah. Yes? I don't even remember if he won. Did he? Yeah.
Miz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah!
Listen, I don't know. It was...
I mean, he was WWE champion for, like, a couple weeks, but he was a champ.
I think that's why. It was also, like, COVID times, so, like, that times wasn't real. I don't know. But, like, he didn't win the match, like, the ladder match.
That is true. I mean, I believe, was it Edge that beat Mr. Kennedy and took his briefcase away and then cashed it in successfully, you know, also becoming a two-time Money in the Bank winner without having won a second Money in the Bank match?
Yes, but that's only because they did Mr. Kennedy so dirty.
I'm just saying, if it counts for Edge, it counts for Miz.
I also, like, didn't, like, remember that until, like, recently when, like, that started coming up again. Because I was like, oh, that did happen. Because I don't, like, remember the... I was at that WrestleMania when Kennedy won. I was there.
Kennedy.
You know who else was in that match?
Kennedy.
Phil. Phil was in that match.
He was in that match.
Pepsi Phil.
Worst, in my opinion, because it happened at the same one that I was at, Braun Strowman.
I'm being honest, I forgot he even won the case.
I believe he won that, didn't he?
I thought somebody said Braun before. Bakely said Braun a while ago.
Yeah, but we were talking best, so he shouldn't be on that list. Worse, Braun Strowman.
Why? I honestly don't remember.
It was Team Little Big winning Money in the Bank, which at the time we were like, yay, because we liked them. And then like, Braun fucked all that up.
And Braun's apparently like out like the rest of the year because he fucked up his something. Braun cashed in to put himself in the SummerSlam match and lost without getting pinned.
That is 100% correct.
Wait, which match?
Monster Among failed his cash in when Brock Lesnar run and ended his Hell in a Cell match in a no contest. So Strowman turned heel en route to cashing in his contract inside Hell in a Cell against eternal rival Roman Reigns. That was where his downfall began. The Monster Among Men failed his cash in when Brock Lesnar run and ended his Hell in a Cell match in a no contest.
Oh. Yeah, I don't even remember that happening at all. So we're doing great. Savannah said Dean Ambrose, one of her favorite cash-ins. Oh, that's when all three members of the Shield held the title in one night.
Seth Rollins.
Well, I was saying excluding Seth because that's the heist of the century. Like that. That's everyone's go-to answer. So I had to like make sure someone had everyone said something different. But yeah, Seth is one of the best ones. Like, if not the best one. Heist of the fucking century. He did the shit at Mania. Roman,
our tribal chief, Roman Reigns, is the only member of the Shield to not win Money in the Bank.
Looks like Roman has to be in Money in the Bank this year.
And Jon Moxley's the only member of the Shield not to win a Royal Rumble.
Whoa. Seth is not at all.
Seth Rollins is the one that does it all because he's motherfucking Seth Rollins, baby.
Sethery fucking Rollins. Underrated is probably Randy because of the Hunter's heel turn on Daniel Bryan. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. Randall Keith. Wow. I miss Randy Orton.
I don't.
You don't because he teamed with Riddle.
I don't because he has bad taste in Friends. And I don't want him coming back and resuming his bad taste with Friends. If Randy comes back as the Viper, and the first thing he does is punts Matt Riddle's head into the 12th row.
12th.
I'll be happy. Yeah, 12th row. I'll be happy Seth is back. But if he comes back and he's on his bro bullshit, then no, you can just stay out with that broken back, bro. Spend some time with your family.
I was going to say the first thing he needs to do is give Rhea an RKO because everyone else is afraid to hit her.
It is all Riddle's fault he's not here anymore. You are correct, Jesus, because the curse is real.
It is. It started, didn't it? Well, it was like, that was like the biggest one that was affected from the curse. He's been out for over a year.
And we're starting to see cracks in Sammy and KO because Sammy keeps trying to, you know, befriend Riddle.
The fact that Kevin's like, I don't have an anger problem. I have an idiot problem. And lo and behold, the biggest idiot in the entire locker room is just standing there looking stupid. If I was Kevin, I would have just sucker punched him. But that's just me. I have issues.
See, Jesus knows.
I know. I agree. I have been saying, we say this. That's why his back got so fucked up. So he was holding that stupid prick.
I'm just saying for the listeners, if you're watching, you see Jesus' comments, Jesus knows.
Well,
what me and Katie have been saying.
Riddle sucks, and Randy had to carry that tag team. I watched them win those titles live. I was there.
Gunther out here doing the Lord's work.
Gunther is a fantastic man. He really is doing the Lord's work. It's crazy. Well, eye for an eye. They took out Giovanni Vinci.
Ludwig Kaiser. Oh, Giovanni Vinci, yeah.
Wow. Baldy, come on.
He beat Ludwig Kaiser. Kaiser rolled.
He shouldn't have.
No, he shouldn't have.
Okay, well, this was fun.
It was. I really thought the question of the week was going to be if I had to pick a wrestler to do a cum tribute to, who would it be?
You know what, Matt? If you're on your show this week, you can make that your question of the week. I'll give you my format. Listen,
should Savannah decide she doesn't want to do this anymore and Sheely falls apart, you need a home, I already talked to you, we can make your question of the week part of the show. It'll be a thing.
I know. But Shilly, it's going strong. We're on year two. Year two in September. I gotta look. I don't know dates. I gotta write everything down. But
Rhea Kiritsuzawa.
Why? What happened?
He did try to be Cody's partner, and Cody picked Sammy and KO over him, so.
I mean, Cody complimented his hair.
I said, should you decide you don't want to do this anymore, Savannah? I'm not trying to take her away from you. I'm saying, should at any point you decide to step away, vacations and college and weird Japanese wrestling are more important to you than this, and she loses a co-host, I'll make sure she's not homeless. That's all.
I would prefer not to be homeless, thank you.
I got you.
Excuse me, the crying emoji. It's going to be okay, Savannah. We'll be back next week. It's fine. But thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. We greatly appreciate it. Matt, tell the people where they can find you, all that fun stuff.
You want me to plug myself on the Shilly Showcase?
Matt, plug yourself.
You guys can follow me on Twitter only at Matt Rizzo, MATTRIDDER. That is for your wrestling content. If you want to follow the horror content, you can go check out at Getting Offed on Twitter. Getting Offed is the Core Four, or at least as many members of the Core Four as we can get together, plus some guests every now and then where we talk all things horror. We also did, I'm still waiting for approval from Pornhub because they took it down.
Travis told me.
So I had to shoot some things, and hopefully that fixes it because apparently I put on a wig and glasses, or the Rack shows up in a wig and glasses, and even though we look similar, they don't recognize me or something. I don't know. So... we did a Pornhub exclusive watch along of the Scream XXX parody that was Ron Jeremy died.
Yes.
Very little, actually, no DP. All of the things Katie really was enjoying from the other stuff was just gone. So it's me, her, and Just doing that. And maybe this weekend, maybe next weekend, because I haven't really talked to anybody, there should be a new episode coming out where we're going to cover Saw. We're going to make that happen. So. Getting Off for your horror, Smackin' Raw, at Matt Ritter Free Wrestling, and go follow Everything Creation World, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at It's Creation World, ITSCREATIA World. That is the banner under which we exist, and that's where you can get everything you need from us, including Linktree/Creation World, which gets you all the stuffs. Check out the Creation Conversation.
Yeah, I was on it on Monday.
She was.
I was.
I'm going to be on it tomorrow at noon. Well, by the time this comes out, it probably have already happened.
Yeah, I'm, like, contemplating if I want to, like, upload this tonight or just do it when I get home from work tomorrow. I might just do it when I get home from work tomorrow. So it'll be out on Thursday still, but...
You should probably go to bed. It's late. You gotta work tomorrow.
I don't have to work. I usually go to work at, like, 10. I don't have to work until, like, 11 tomorrow, which is, like, so weird for me. But, like, I'm not gonna complain. Whatever. But, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at KateRasson13. The link to my about to get out. Thanks, Shilly Showcase. Twitch.tv/ShillyShowcase, typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, except tonight, obviously, because things. YouTube.com/ShillyShowcase. Watch your videos because they're way more entertaining. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, if you want to listen. Shilly Showcase is the brand, the weekly show you're listening to. Hi. Hello. Inside the Mind of, I'm gonna be honest, been like a month and a half. I have no idea what I'm doing with it yet. It's on ice. It's fine. I'm doing other things, like this panel. It's going to be me and five other women in the wrestling podcast world. So we're going to be talking about top five women's champions from the 2000s till now. And I'm very excited for that. So that's also why she lead us tonight, not tomorrow, because that'll be at that time. I can see you doing that. I hope you know. Okay. Bye-bye.